This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Now, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines wearing a sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Do you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone. Our friends out there in internet radio world on Patriots.com. I'm Christina Acra, and this is Shop Talk, a behind-the-scenes inside look, everything you need to know about the Patriots Pro Shop here at Gillette Stadium and also online. I have the experts with me here in the studio for a full hour of all the inside information that you guys need to know. We're going to start off with a little bit of introduction just to get familiar with who's in the studio with me and what you guys do. So let's go down the line right now and get the names going. Let's start with Mike.
All right. I'm Mike Perriello. I'm the manager of the Pro Shop at Patriot Place. And I've been here for a long time, back to the trailer days when the Pro Shop was just a single-wide little trailer at the old stadium. Jim?
I'm Jim Scollins. I run PatriotsProShop.com, the online store for the Patriots Pro Shop. I've been here since the 2005 season.
And I'm Jeff Breitenbach. I'm a buyer and inventory manager. I buy a lot of the products that come in. I'm also a Pisces, and I look forward to the show today.
There we go. Loosen up a little bit. Get the horoscope going. Let's go. Now, let's start with what you guys, knowing the Pro Shop and anybody who's been in there, there's so much to choose from. There's so many things going on, you know, so much Patriots gear, and everybody wants to have the hottest, you know, thing on the market. So let's start with what is your favorite item that to go for?
My favorite item is the coach's favorite item. It's the Belichick hood. Comfortable. It's stylish. He's made a statement for it. So okay. That's got to be my favorite.
Got a little soundbite from him there. Now,
yeah, so he agrees.
I have a question. Why have you guys ever thought about selling them cut? Are you allowed to do that? How does that work?
We've actually had discussions with Reebok about it, and we get a lot of requests from fans that want to have it cut. But if we cut it wrong and it doesn't fit their, you know, arms, you know, we feel it's better if they just cut it themselves.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. That's good. Some people like their sweatshirt
yeah,
in one piece.
Exactly.
So cutting it might not be everybody's, you know, style, but Belichick
so
sure
ridiculous.
Rocks it very well. All right, who's next? Let's go with your favorite item.
I'd have to go with replica jerseys, mm-hmm. only because it's something I think every fan wants, or every fan wants to wear to a game or on game day. And I think the equipment replica jerseys that we sell are a cut above some of the jerseys that you find in some of the discount stores. They last longer. They hold up better under wash. We carry a huge selection of players, better than anybody does, larger than anybody does. So if there's a player you want, we probably have their jersey. So it's something I think we carry them in all sizes for kids and women and men and throwback and all those things. So
I'm surprised you picked that.
Why is that?
I mean, he's usually in the women's section most of the time.
It's because I have a lot of female fans I buy for.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, nice got fighting words already. I like it. All right, and your favorite. I mean, what's something that people don't know about maybe?
Well, I think the we have a whole line of exclusive items just mm-hmm. for the Pro Shop or the online Pro Shop. You know, it could be anything from apparel to novelties, things you won't find in any other store, any other website. So it's not specifically one item. It's our group of exclusive items that we sell at the store. I mean, I could spend 20 minutes describing every item, but it's one of those things you got to come down and kind of go through the store. And people that shop in all these other big box stores in the malls, they'll quickly figure out what stands out down there.
Okay.
But we do have pool tables now.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
With a Patriots logo on it or anything like that?
Full-blown pool table.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people would love that for their man room or their game room,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Well, now, question, can everybody get what's in the Pro Shop online? What's the difference between the shop online
and what you have?
The
inventories are almost identical.
Okay.
There's occasionally a few things that the buyers, like Jeff, will bring in that they'll bring it as a test, and they may only have a few pieces, so they'll sell it in the store before we have it online. But I'd say it's probably about 95% the same, 98% the same.
Right.
All right.
Yep. There's some items that we would sell only in the pro shop for an event day, i.e. a rain poncho.
So you got to be there to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
But we do sell the rain ponchos online, too, if somebody wants to buy it in advance and bring it to the game.
That's a great example, then.
Thank you.
Because it rains a lot, right? Whatever. There's a lot of weather issues up here. Yeah, but... Yeah, it's definitely, like you said, there are some things exclusively to the pro shop. And if you haven't been down, obviously it's an experience in itself just to come down to Gillette Stadium, go in the pro shop, you know, the Hall of Fame, everything going on. So
we never see you in there shopping. I'm starting to get a sense that it's just not cool enough.
I think she does most of her shopping.
Lying your ass off.
Big internet shopper.
I'm a compulsive buyer. Okay, so
perfect.
If I go in there, I'm going to be buying. And I'm still a little bitter about the fact that no one's just, hey, Christina, here's a free T-shirt. Here's a free hat. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
I think I sent an email out last year.
Yes, I'm crying, Jason. Thank you. I want to let all the fans out there listening know that you can email us right now and give us some questions to go off of. If you have any questions for these guys, or I guess you could call in, too. The number is 508-543-7482. And the email address would be useful. I'm sure you need that to email us. It's webradio@patriots.com. And if you are listening, you can also have a chance to win a prize at the end of the show. Is it, Jason? We're going to give a special fan who's listening and who is taking notes a giveaway. And what do we have? Can you describe it for me, please?
Tell them what they've won.
Tell them what they've won.
This is the AFL Throwback Legacy Cap. It's the same cap that they'll be wearing on the sidelines this Monday night. It's a flex fit. Comes in two different sizes, small, medium, and large, extra large. Flex sizes fit most.
Sweet.
Exactly. And it's a white top with a navy brim. We like to call that the beak, technical term. I'm kidding. And it's got our Pat Patriot throwback logo on the front.
Fabulous. So listen in right now. Email us. Get involved with the show here. And you might be the lucky winner of a special Patriots hat. Weren't you guys supposed to bring Ken Flanders? Where is he? Why is there an empty seat here? Jason, where's Ken? Get him on the line.
Hi. You've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. It happens. This is our life.
Oh, yeah.
He's impossible to find. It's almost like a... Where's Waldo?
I work in the same building as him, and I can't find him half the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ken, if you're out there, I'm sure you're listening. Come join us. Okay. Another big topic, especially for the opening. That's cute. What was that, Homer? Great. We got all kinds of goodies in there. So coming up this week, the Patriots are opening this season with a special AFL legacy game, and it's pretty big because both teams will be wearing throwback jerseys, and I'm sure fans are wondering if they have the opportunity to match the team and wear one as well. Do they?
Yes, they do.
They do. The jerseys, in case you haven't seen them, they're the 1963 replica jerseys. They're red. We just actually got the whites in at the store. For
yep.
those who haven't been down to the store very recently, they literally just came in over the next few days. Over the weekend, I believe, right?
Yep.
So we have both the home and away. I think they're just flat out. They're just a good looking shirt.
They come with the AFL 50th logo on the patch,
right
on the left chest.
Great.
Yep.
And it's the first time we've had youth jerseys in throwback. We have never had that before. So the infant, toddler, preschool, youth, we have all the
kids
sizes.
Can wear the red jersey.
I'm a big fan of the youth sizes. They're very hard to come by. So. Child's large is usually what I'm looking for, and it's hard to find. and the ladies' attire. I mean, what's with the pink jerseys? Do people buy the pink jerseys?
They do buy the pink jerseys.
Okay.
Yes.
But
cool.
you also see a lot of the team colors. I mean, there's just standard, you know, navy and whites in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of the generic navy, white,
right.
and red. You know, Patriots have great colors, but pink always. Just wondering if you guys really are able to sell that a lot. I guess the girls really like to wear those around.
Reebok last year, in the last couple of years, has made an emphasis on trying to get the female to be a fan. They came out be a lady, be a fan
mm-hmm.
type of promotion, and they're looking at getting all kinds of fashion jerseys out, trying to appeal to all senses, not just the team color.
Right.
Although we're finding that the hardcore lady fans of the team
won't wear pink.
No, they actually they actually want to wear the team color.
I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah, because it's curious. You know, you see a pink jersey, and it's kind of a totally different outlet for women fans who are like, oh, that's cute, I'm going to put that on regardless of what the team, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. But as far as ladies' attire, that's great to hear that Reebok is coming up with a little bit more fashionable. Because girls like to look cute at these games, you know?
Exactly,
you know how it is. And there's the Pro Shop definitely has some different items that women can.
Well, I don't think any line has expanded as much over the time I've been here, in the 4 years I've been here, more than the ladies' line has.
Really?
In our internet inventory, when I started here, it was one aisle of our warehouse, and now it's four aisles of our warehouse.
Nice.
So it's expanded a lot more than any other line, and that's hats and tees and pants and sweats and everything. It's not just jerseys or anything.
And they're expanding the cuts for these smaller ladies out there. And
petite,
and
I think we believe it's called.
We have a special section of juniors.
There's junior cuts, and then there's regular ladies' cuts. And yeah, they're definitely making an emphasis on
That's good to hear. And, you know, there's so many different styles, men's and women's. It's unbelievable to go in the shop and actually see it all. And like you said, it's expanding, which is crazy. We do have an email, so I'm going to go ahead and read this one out to you guys. I believe he's coming to us from Ireland.
It's not Ken.
Good day, mate.
Good day. Is that Ireland?
Probably not.
I'm not even going to try to do best Irish accent right now. Hey, guys, and it's Mick from Ireland. Hope your show goes well. I'm just wondering how much shipping is to Ireland. It's hard to get Pat stuff here in Ireland, and I was interested in a throwback jersey, maybe if the shipping wasn't too much. So go for
it. It's free today, right, Jim?
No.
Oh, okay.
We recommend all of Ireland customers come to the store at the state. No.
I'll take that.
We're looking at international shipping right now. We do ship internationally when a lot of websites don't. Target.com, I don't believe, does. A lot of the bigger websites don't ship internationally because of the challenges that come with shipping outside the country. Even Canada is a problem for us. So we do it. It is not cheap. What you order depends, what you're going to pay for shipping depends on how much you order. So it's hard for me to quote what shipping price would be because it depends on the order. Part of the problem that we run into is our software isn't set up to really handling every country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we recommend is people do is place an order online internationally. The shipping price probably standard is probably as high as $75. If what it costs us to actually ship it turns out to be a lot less, we will refund that money back to the person.
Oh, great.
I don't know if we've communicated that very well to some of the international customers, so I think that's why some of them think that our prices are way higher than they should be. The other problem is we really need to ship internationally through a qualified carrier, not the U.S. Postal Service, because the U.S. Postal Service doesn't provide tracking or there's the same type of level of insurance and things that someone orders a $250 authentic jersey. I'm not just going to throw it in an envelope and send it, you know, across the world without tracking and insurance and all those things. So we use FedEx and UPS for those, and those do run a little bit more expensive. But luckily, unlike a lot of the other stores, we do offer international. It does come with a price, so I understand why you'd ask the question. But I say go online, place your order, send us an email afterwards, and we'll follow up with you and make sure that you pay what we pay to get it to you.
All right, great. Yeah, so go ahead and make those orders. It's a little bit more, but you guys are interested in getting it to the customer, obviously, and that whole if it's cheaper to send and you're going to give some money back, that's awesome. Another question.
Actually, just to piggyback on that, because I know a lot of our listeners throughout the week have been asking, well, not so much the week, but the month. Our trip to London, how do people out in London, our big UK Pats fan club, has been clamoring for Patriots March, and they've asked Fred and the boys to pack some extras in their suitcase and sell it on the streets out there, which I'm sure that's not what we're looking for. What about those guys?
Yeah, someone Twittered that message to me yesterday asking the same question, and I haven't found an answer yet. I'm assuming that the NFL will set something up there where people can buy right at the stadium. I'd be shocked if they didn't, but I haven't gotten confirmation on that yet. But when I do, I will Twitter it. If you have Twitter, Patriots Pro Shop is our Twitter account. We send out information like that through there, and as well as the newsletter. But I'll certainly, when I do get an answer on whether stuff will be sold at the game in London or not, I'll send a Twitter out letting everyone know.
Yeah, and we'll be here every week from 4 to 5 on Wednesday.
Well,
so you could
always. Next week,
we will be talking about it again, I am sure. Let's take this question from Brett in Illinois. It's about a specific product. Do you guys still sell the blue Go Patriots wristband? My 3-year-old ripped mine off after I wore it for 3 years, and he wants another one. He's always wondered also, I'm trying to figure out what he means.
I think he means first.
The first season sideline hat sell better than the second half sideline hat?
Right. Does anybody know what that means?
Yeah,
I don't.
The NFL came out with basically there's a hat that they – this is one, but they come out with a hat at the beginning of the season, and then halfway through they come out with a second season sideline cap.
Oh, okay.
It's a way to reintroduce another hat into the sideline apparel.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
The first hat they'll wear for the first 7-8 games, and then when the weather starts to turn, they'll get the knit hats, headbands, stuff of that nature, and the warmer climate ones tend to get a second season cap. But every team has a second season cap. Generally comes in out in October, November time.
Okay. Frame. Have we seen the first season cap out yet? Is it the
yes.
red one?
Yeah, we have seen the player cap. Yep.
Okay, the team's been wearing them out at practice.
Yep.
And
yep.
Okay, so we
and
have seen that
yep.
one.
That's
pretty
out
sharp.
Now. Second season cap probably in the next month or so would be coming out.
All right, and how about this blue wristband? Is it the
blue
rubber
wristband,
one he's talking
I think,
about,
was a limited. It was a limited edition, and I think it was for the charitable foundation.
Oh, bummer.
At the time,
okay.
So I think once they were dispersed, they're pretty much gone.
All right. Well, if we can get our hands on one, Brent, we will definitely hold it for you. Or maybe you're just gonna have to go get one back from your 3-year-old. I don't know, but those might not be around. Let's see. We got some more questions. We'll go ahead and take here. Are you going to get the 3-time championship hats back? My hats are showing their age, and I need to replace them.
Actually,
maybe the Patriots
should
just win another championship. How about that?
We have them.
Oh, you have
them.
I'm
assuming he means the 3 Super Bowl hats, and
yeah.
we carry all 3.
Oh, great.
You have
no, I think he does mean the 3-time champion hats with, like, one hat with all 3 logos
on it.
Oh,
like the Navy structured
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Navy structured
I think
one,
we
right.
have that still.
There's a couple of different versions that we did.
Okay.
And I don't know if we have any coming in yet this year. Obviously, once the season is complete, we'll see if we bring it back or not based
right.
on how we finish.
Or they could just win a couple more and
exactly.
get a new hat. And
yeah, wait for the
yeah,
four.
Wait for
yeah,
the
just
time.
Wait. Yeah, exactly. You might get 4 on one hat. Thank you, Marvin. Come on in the store and you can check out the selection of hats. Let's see. I'm dealing with a laptop I'm not familiar with. So here we go. Longtime PFW listener. PWF? What's PWF?
PFW in progress.
But what's PWF, though?
Dyslexia.
Did you just get it backwards?
You can't type.
Thanks, Mike, for messing me up. No, just kidding. Michael in Atlanta, congratulations on the new show. Why, thank you. Love the all-day talk on the radio, including Shop Talk so far. So you're listening. Fabulous. One success story from the pro shop. He ordered online many times, and the guys have thrown in some pins, stickers with large orders. Not expected, but appreciated. So who's been doing that, and who's in trouble?
Yeah, I think I might be fired. No, you know what? We get at the stadium, you know, how people that come here regularly, season ticket holders or people that come to games, there's a lot of giveaway items. You come in, like the last preseason game, they gave away the schedule magnets. So when there's a bunch left over, I get them, and we include them as a little promotion just so we can throw a little something extra in there. We've done checkbook covers and
nice.
Posters. And, you know, we don't always have something like that going, but when we can get our hands on some of the giveaway stuff as opposed to it getting thrown away, I figure customers around the country would like to have it. And we ship to probably 30 different states every day.
Great.
So why not share some of that stuff with people that can't come here and get it for themselves?
It's the little things that matter. Things
exactly.
like that count,
exactly.
especially when it comes to that extra charge.
If I'm not fired for giving that stuff away, I'll be here next week to get more.
Who's sneaking stuff to the customers? All right. We got another one, I think. And then we will move on to some other. Okay. Pro shop question. First of all, best of luck for the new show. Why, thank you. This is William in New York. Something has been a problem for me a long time. Why can't I find a better variety of player T-shirts? Not everyone likes to wear jerseys. In lots of places, you can't, especially at work. But T-shirts are okay. He has a Brewski T-shirt, a Corey Dillon T-shirt, a new Maroney T-shirt. But I had to make my own Flutie and Seau T-shirts. Those are interesting to see. I'd love to see a picture of those if you want to send them in, William. Jerseys are available for just about every player. Why can't there be more T-shirts? So who's the T-shirt expert?
I think that's Flanders.
Flanders.
Oh,
yeah.
Flanders.
Can we get Ken on the phone, please?
Get Ken on the phone. We have a T-shirt question.
Yeah. He's.
I hope it's Flanders.
Don't know what that was, but yeah, is there something to that as far as...
He mentioned one player that kind of rings a bell, Doug Flutie. Mm-hmm. So all the former players have to sign their own deal with a Reebok or whatever. If they're not in the players' union and they're a former player, they pretty much have to sign their own agreement to do so.
Right.
So ridiculous.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Bill agrees with that.
But we have
yes.
started carrying some. We had Welker Blue Haze one,
yep.
right? We have
yep.
a Jim Nance jersey now for yep. his induction into the Hall
of Fame.
Yep,
we made a Jim Nance t-shirt this year for his induction into
Great.
The Hall of Fame. So
for Tippett, there was one, too.
We did one for Andre Tippett so. Last year, Wes Welker last year. And I think we have some more on order, but I got to double check that.
So there is something behind the fact that not every single player is going to have t-shirts out there galore,
exactly.
especially former alumni
yep.
players. Okay. Yep. Well, I still want to see the homemade Flutie shirt. So if you have a picture, please email it to us. Maybe someone will like it so much that they decide to sell it. We could show it to the Reebok reps.
There you
I
go.
Don't know.
Yep.
We'll see what we can do with that. Okay, one more. Ian, I believe, is... okay. I have a couple of Brady replica jerseys, and I have been looking to purchase a new Mayo top for the Wembley game against the Bucks. I have been doing some research and found that the jerseys are being classified as replica, premium, and authentic. It's my understanding premium tops are high-quality replicas with stitching similar to the authentic tops, but without the additional space for the shoulder pads, etc. Wow, are you guys staying with this one? You got it? Okay.
You got
okay. This is like the definition of shop talk right now. Does the Pro Shop sell these premium tops, and how much money would I be looking at getting it delivered to Scotland? We'll go with the delivery part after. Start with what I said before.
That's the premier jersey is probably
yes,
what he's talking about.
I believe
you have your replica jersey, which is your standard silk screen jersey.
Okay.
That's the lower end one. It's high end, but still lower when it comes to game jerseys. Then you have the premier jersey, which is kind of a tweener between a replica and an authentic.
Some people call it replauthentic.
Whoa, now we're getting into the shop talk terms. You want
right.
to write that one down for
it,
me?
It looks
I think
as
you
if
just
it's...
made that up.
I don't even know what letter that starts with.
Good job. So that replauthentic premier jersey kind of looks like an authentic. But if you really look at it, an authentic jersey sewn on, it's a three-layer number, tackle twill, nameplate, the patches, everything's sewn on. The premier jersey has the look that it's sewn on, but it's not truly
it's
sewn
the,
on.
The chest and back numbers are sewn
just,
on.
But one layer.
But one layer.
Yeah.
And the shoulders are screened on, and the name on the back is screened on.
Who
so
knew?
So
wow.
it's made to look... closer to an authentic,
yeah.
right.
so a quick...
And at a price point that's in between
right.
the replica and the authentic.
Okay, so if he's looking to get a...
Now, if he's talking about the premier jersey...
Yeah, instead of the premium...
There's no cut. I mean, the actual player's jerseys are... If you actually held one up, you would... Not kidding. You'd probably think it fits you. They're that tapered and that tight. Obviously, it's made so the lineman can't grab your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not a loose box cut like retail ones. No one would buy a... true on-field cut. It wouldn't fit any
right.
human.
Right, unless you want it to be kind of like a little midriff showing.
Yeah.
We see those tummies hanging out.
Yeah, we have a few fans that
the shoulders
we don't want to go that route.
And everything.
I don't know about that, yeah. So money-wise, what would he be spending to deliver to Scotland?
I don't even know if we're getting the Mayo Premier jerseys in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't carry every player
we don't.
In Premier.
Oh.
Just
so what does a player have to do to get a Premier jersey?
It all depends on what Reebok will make and what the lead time is for it.
Gotcha. Okay.
We've carried a few of those over the last couple of years. There was a Moss one last year for the
Yeah, we had a special commemorative Moss one for...
And Brady
for what they did in 2007
yep.
that we actually carried last year because it was after their accomplishments. It was a commemorative 50 touchdown for Brady type of jersey. So
people tend to go one way or the other, I think.
Yeah.
Either the replica
yeah.
or just...
The replauthentic is fairly
yep.
new out there. It hasn't been out there for a couple of years, so it's something that's still being introduced.
All right.
Or Ken just didn't order them.
It's probably Ken again.
Yeah. I mean, he averages roughly, 15, 20 hours a week?
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, Homer.
All right. So we are pretty good with the emails. I think we're going to take a quick little break. Everybody... take a breather, and we will be right back with a whole lot more on Shop Talk. Send us your emails.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey,
Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warmups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Man, it's football season. I mean, usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good! Adam,
live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4.
Yes, it's a dynasty. And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Welcome back to Shop Talk. It's our premier show right now on Patriots.com. I am Christina Acra, normally seen and heard on Patriots.com on Patriots Today. We have our daily shows going for the season to get us started. Patriots taking the Bills on here at home on Monday night, and we've got all the latest on the team, so check out Patriots Today. I am joined now, still in the studio with me, Jeff, Jim, and Mike, and we are talking shop when it comes to the Patriots Pro Shop. We've touched on the throwback jerseys. Had a couple emails, so keep them coming, guys. And we were just discussing, Jeff and I think he could potentially have one of those blue bands that Brent from Illinois was looking for. This is a possibility, right?
It's a possibility. I will check my...
Jackpot.
I will check my jackpot.
He's going to check his jackpot for you, but we do need an address just in case, Brent. So if you're listening still, if you want to email us your residence or a business or whatever address you have, or he can or send a send us an email with your email address, and we can let you know if we've got that available coming from Jeff. So thank you, Jeff, for putting some more
my
effort
pleasure.
Into that email. And, you know, I hear you guys, I'm sure you have floods of people in and out of the pro shop, but most importantly is on Wednesdays that you guys get your shop talk time around pizza, I hear. Is that how it goes?
It's how it goes.
It's how it goes. It's the most important hour of the day, huh?
Pizza Wednesday.
Pizza Wednesday.
A little longer than an hour sometimes. Yeah, it started a long time ago with me and actually Ken when he rarely appeared in person. But we used to always get pizza on Fridays. And basically what happened was a lot of people on Friday nights with kids or no kids get pizza at night. So we were kind of doubling up on pizza. So we shifted to Wednesday, and it just kind of snowballed. And Pizza Wednesday became this kind of group activity that,
holiday, if you will.
Holiday. It's a weekly holiday.
Something you look forward to.
Yes. That's it. Yes. And so it's on Wednesday. So the whole pizza thing's that's great. It's what happens on Pizza Wednesday. We ended up getting away from shop talk and branching off into pretty random subjects. For example, last week we kind of just out of the blue decided to talk just actors in general, the best comedic actors that we would have in a movie, right? Or the top 10. I think that's what we started off with. And so that kind of gotten a huge debate on who would be on the top 10 from, we have people from Eddie Murphy, Chevy Chase, Jim Carrey, John Candy, Rodney Dangerfield, Will Ferrell. And then we had a kind of B-list where the big debate became John Belushi, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn. So it went on and on about, if you could pick one guy to be in your
group of friends,
your movie. If you were making
a movie
to star in your lead comedy role, who would it be? And that's how it started. So.
It was a heated debate.
It was very
really
heated. Yeah.
Some generation gap.
Just shut your big yapper.
And that was one of them.
Chris Farley is on the
just,
list.
That was just rude.
Yeah, Jim's from a much older generation. So he likes the Belushi,
the Jerry Lewis's.
Jerry Lewis. Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. The Apple Dumpling Gang he talks about all the time.
So a lot of it goes over our head. But, so it's stuff like that. And we branch off into, you name it. It could be something from, talk about current players, what's going on, to stuff like this, to inventions. One of our, to make us sound even more immature, when we finish the pizza, we that nice grease stain that's left on the box.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it.
We kind of hold it up and it becomes that ink blot test that,
the Rorschach test.
There you go. That
good one, Jim.
And so we all kind of brainstorm, and that may become the biggest debate of the day. Jeff may see a panda on a helicopter playing cards, and Jim, may see, Led Zeppelin driving his Camaro, which he still drives, 74 Camaro.
Attention, you are all losers.
Yes. So the ink blot test is pretty funny. And then we usually have random people coming in, from other parts of the organization for business reasons, walking in on this. So we've had directors, VPs, players,
Hall of Famers.
Cheerleaders, Hall of Famers walk in on these heated debates, and instead of making fun of us, actually jump right in.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
So it's one of those things you got to be there, but
you learn a lot about your coworkers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if customers come in, are they they've access to this heated debate?
This is
behind
this is like
the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The scenes,
yeah. Okay. So if you ever walk into the pro shop and one of these guys is just completely fired up, you know where it came from on a Wednesday,
right?
After pizza time in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm sure you guys don't take it out on the customers though, right?
No.
On off switch.
Yeah. All right.
Well, somebody needs a manager during our pizza time, a manager will put the pizza down and attend to the customer.
Count to 10.
Pizza down slowly.
Exactly.
So who was the number one actor? What would you guys come up with?
I don't think it ever got...
It didn't come down to like a top 10 per se, but we listed A actors and B actors and
okay.
C actors.
Okay.
So I think Will Ferrell, Well, that would be my pick.
Do you think KFC's still open?
We're going streaking.
We're going streaking!
Oh, I knew you had it.
There it is.
I knew you had it.
Who would yours be?
If I put an actor in a movie that I had my name behind,
yeah.
That's a good question. I watched. Oh, is this? Can I pick from the list?
Oh yeah.
It depends on the movie, you know. Obviously, I'm a big Vince Vaughn fan. If it was going to be a comedy,
well, see, I had him on my
A
list.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I believe some of these guys had him on their B.
No, I'd go A. I'd go A.
I like yeah. Yeah, Vince is good.
I don't know the definition of A versus B, but I'd go A for him. He's current. Jim Carrey fan too. I've loved him since day one. I wish he'd go back to his old stupid comedy from back in the day. The Serious Business I don't really like as much. But you know, I watched a movie the other night with Russell Crowe in it, and I know he has a lot of shenanigans off the screen. But it was one of those movies where you're watching. It was called State of Play. This is good. I don't even remember the title. I don't even remember what the name of the movie was. Look it up for me, Jason. Anyway, it was a murder mystery. And Russell Crowe, like one of those movies where you just didn't tell it. You couldn't tell it was Russell Crowe. You like lose it mid-movie of, oh my God, this is Russell Crowe. He had put on like probably 50 pounds for the movie. He was a reporter, so it was cool how they tied the whole journalism behind the scenes into this mystery movie. But he was a good actor in the movie, and I think I started to like him again. So if you go that route, though. I don't know about comedy, but this seems to be mainly comedy.
Oh,
what did I call it?
State of Play.
Oh, I was right. Yeah, it did sound kind of dirty.
That conversation started because we were talking about the 80s comedies, you know, John Hughes dying in the 80s
comedies. Yeah, what decade had the best comedies?
Versus the 90s comedies versus the, you know.
It seems every decade has their teen drunken party
movie. Yes, I agree. Yes.
You know.
Well, Jim Carrey was back in the day with the Dumb and Dumbers, and I guess was that 90s?
That was 90s.
Okay.
What's it hit your lips? It's so good.
See, some of us
old school.
Some of us prefer the 80s.
Yeah. 80s, comics. Yes. I could maybe keep up with the second half of the 80s, but
$1 million.
He's on the list.
Awesome. He's great. He's great. Have you guys ever had movie stars like walk into the pro shop? Anybody famous? Anybody?
We had Lenny Clark and Michael Malley.
Nice.
Who did our catalogs back a couple of years ago?
And Lenny pops in. Pretty frequently. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you know, maybe once or twice a year. And he won't hesitate. It could be 100 security guys. He is coming back
coming
to our
in
offices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll just come in there, and it's like he just stepped on stage, and he doesn't even know who's in
great
the room.
Guy.
He
great
just
guy.
Launches
there's
into
no, there's no on or off.
No.
Yeah. Just it is,
he's on all the time.
He's lacking a filter, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's you know, we got a lot of
Donnie Wahlberg did the catalog one year.
Great.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Music celebrity, like we had Kenny Chesney was in the store a couple weeks ago, maybe that's a month ago now.
Did Ozzy come by when he was here?
No. Yeah, I think he kind of got
bad.
Just found him walking aimlessly out in lot 10 somewhere. But we get a lot of players. We get a lot of national media come through, which I think fans really like to see. Could be like Boomer, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Whoever's
calling
doing
the
show here, ESPN,
sideline reporters,
you know, Christina Acra.
Yeah, I thought you said I didn't come in the shop. I don't go.
You come. I've seen you in there for shoots. That's about it.
I got to start coming in more often. I got to keep up with what you guys are doing over there.
Well, players are in there a lot.
Oh yeah, I mean player. Yeah, I mean that's the one great thing about the store, the pro shop is, in as tacky as it sounds, you literally never know who you're going to run into.
Right.
Because, I mean, our location, you have players, cheerleaders all the time, ownership. Again, the national TV sportscaster type, even local. I mean, you'll get a lot of local guys in there.
Local celebrities,
people
yeah.
love that.
Mm-hmm.
People love to see that and just, you know, and they end up sticking around. And it's amazing how many regulars we have in there that just come in just to keep up on. Half the guys, I bet you, girls, know more what we have than probably we do. I mean, they're just so fresh on everything. And they're in there also just to see who's coming down from the hall, you know, Hall of Fame, who's popping in. They know when practice ends, the timing on when the players will actually come in. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know why they know that much.
No players stalking people, okay?
but you know, you do. You run into there's always something.
I left
neat
Pizza
going.
Wednesday 2 weeks ago, and Steve Nelson was standing in the
great.
Throwback
yeah.
section
yeah.
looking at all the products. So.
I know last year on Patriots All Access, not sure if anybody's seen the other show that we produce here out of Gillette Stadium with Kraft Sports Productions, but we put Wes Welker in a disguise. Were you guys behind it?
Oh, yeah.
In a kind of a hidden camera kind of situation. He was the cashier for a day at the pro shop. I think fans really got a kick out of that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice little player.
Oh, was that Wes? Nice little player.
Yeah, that was a fun day. We put him in the pro shop employee staff jersey with the fake mustache.
Yes.
And obviously you guys had the hidden camera, and there were some people that just did not catch. Oh, we had one woman. I don't think she made the cut, but I thought she was going to have a heart attack when she found out that she just dealt with Wes Welker and missed the whole, you know, she just went over her head. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Stuff like that. And, you know, we're looking at doing more of that in the store. I won't get into what we're looking at, but we've been talking about doing some cool things in there this year.
Stay tuned, people. Cool things coming up and shop talk throughout the season. And I think coming up we're going to have a question, a little bit of giveaways in a few minutes. So first we're going to take a quick break. Send us some more emails. We've got a few more minutes to get them in, and we'll be right back with a lot more on Shop Talk.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change, patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Man, it's football season. I mean, usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football shaped serving trays.
Some good music you're playing there, Jason, to bring us back in. I'm not sure if that's rock and roll or country, but yeah, okay. Christina Acker here, little shop talk going on with Jeff, Jim, and Mike from the Patriots Pro Shop, and it is time.
Good dancing, Jim.
To give. Thank Jim you. Was dancing?
Oh,
let me see.
That was
let me
good.
See.
I bust a move like a scene out of Fame, and you missed it.
Scene out of Fame. That's movie's right. Coming back out. So,
starring Jim.
Are you in that movie?
No.
All right. Question, does Jim get ragged on more, or Ken? Who takes it?
No, it's kind of whatever door gets...
It'll be Jeff next week. Trust me.
I'm sure.
He's already taking notes to come back.
What goes around comes around.
Great.
Maybe Jeff will wear pants next week.
Great visual for everybody out there and listening. Nice.
A whole pants.
All right. We're going to give a little something away to the first caller to 508-543-7482 or the first emailer at webradio@patriots.com. And here is your question of the day.
The email will only be if we don't get a phone call before we go off the air.
Okay, so Jason's telling me phone call before we go off the air is what we're looking for. So pick up the phone and call in if you know, or let me phrase it this way. There are
three
types of jerseys that we have discussed today. There's the replica, the authentic, and be the first one to call in and tell us the third type of jersey that was mentioned on the show earlier. What's that? Oh, excuse me. I'll give him the number again. 508-543-7482. And I guess you can email, too. Just give it a shot. Give us all you got. And, before we go, we have a few minutes here left to take that phone call and give away the beautiful hat sitting over here to my right. It's a Patriots throwback hat, old Pat Patriot on it. We want to discuss real quick there's some items occasionally you walk into the pro shop and you're like,
head
kind of random. Head scratchers. Is that what they're called?
We call them what was Flanders thinking when he
Oh, okay. Well, what are some of those items and should people come in and check them out and maybe get some of them? Who wants to start?
I'll start. There's quite a list. Remember, this is Flanders buying patterns.
So there's a lot of random things going on.
There's a lot of random things.
Okay.
But I got to give him props. It does add to a pretty wide selection. I mean, when we start talking about items like this, this kind of gives you an idea of the scope of the stuff we're carrying. But one of the things that drives me nuts in the pro shop, we sell bean bags. They are cool looking. They're obviously very functional for kids at home. It's just that they're not the easiest thing to display. So they're kind of sitting there in the store, and we like to have them out of their packaging so people can actually, see what it actually looks like. Problem is they've tend to become a spot for the less athletic fans to kind of take a 20-minute break during game or during training camp. And, you probably don't want to buy the floor model. Sure we're getting one out of the back because that one takes a beating. And kids, too, are jumping on it. But it's just funny how many times you got to go over and politely tell people after 40 minutes that, you got to move, type thing. Or we got to close.
You've been here 4 hours.
Yeah. So it was so that's mine. It's a great item, but just as far as logistics in the store, it becomes kind of like a funny thing for – the guys working there.
Yeah, that's interesting. What people, just they find a seat, they're just going to take it and hang out in the cool air conditioning. Sounds like it's a fun place to hang out, though. Obviously, there's so much going on in the Patriots Pro Shop. We have Sheila on the phone from Florida. Hello there. Can Sheila hear me? Oh, I can hear Sheila. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yep.
Okay, and you have our answer to our question of the day?
Yeah, it was Premier.
Premier, is she right, guys?
She's right.
I'm getting a thumbs up. You are right. Ding, ding. Round of applause. Sheila, what part of Florida? What's that?
The other one I couldn't pronounce.
But you know what it is, right? You just couldn't pronounce?
Replicentic.
There you go. You got it. Where are you coming to us from, Florida? What about, whereabouts?
Clearwater.
Clearwater. Fantastic. How's the weather down there?
Oh, it's beautiful. Matter of fact, I just got home from Massachusetts yesterday.
And it's still hot down there, huh?
It's still hot.
Great. Well, it's beautiful here, and you have a new white, beautiful Pat Patriot hat to add to your collection of game day gear when it comes to the Patriots. Thank you for calling in and listening.
Thank you very much.
Tell her to hang on for 1 second, and I'll get all of her information.
Hang on 1 second. Jason is going to get your information to get your hat to you.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Awesome. We got a Floridian winning. That's all what right. I like.
Big representation down there.
Yeah. Oh, really? A lot of fans coming
from
Florida?
Yeah, Jim can vouch for that as far as where they ship
to. Yeah, it's probably one of the top three outside New England states we ship to.
Oh, great. Cool. Yeah, love the state of Florida. Let's keep going, you guys. Let's wrap things up and give us some more good stuff going on.
I don't want to say it's my least favorite item, because that would take me a long time to figure out what that would be, because there's a lot of contenders. But the most disturbing item is the forest face. Have you ever seen these things?
I have not, clearly, because I don't go in the pro shop, apparently.
They're basically an item that you put on a tree in your yard that looks like a face of a person. And they come in all, not just Patriot ones, there's all sports teams and all kinds of different themed ones. Someone developed the idea and then licensed it for different, there's probably show business ones, I have no idea. But it's basically eyes and a mouth and a hat that you put on a tree.
Sticks into it, kind of like a snowman kit.
Yeah.
It would scare the hell out of the tree. Yeah. If I pulled in your driveway at midnight and saw that, I would lock up the brakes and back up and leave, even if I knew it was a forest face and it was fake. I just wouldn't want to go into whoever's house had that.
Creepy is a good word.
And we sell them, and we sell a lot of them.
We sell
you?
Not as many as garden gnomes, but we sell a lot of them.
Yeah, the garden gnomes.
Now we have a mini garden
now
gnome.
That's creepy.
Yeah, you got two sizes.
I got to see this stuff
gnomes.
Like in they action sell. In a yard. I have to. I mean, have you seen it actually in a yard?
Oh yeah,
you have.
Oh yeah.
So people put them out for game day, season.
Do. Yeah,
they stay out there. Are they weatherproof? They stay out there all season long.
Yeah, I think they're rubber or plastic. Or
great.
Yeah. And Ken's convinced when he's off his meds that they actually move around at night.
He does. He does.
But they really don't. They'll stay.
He's like the tree whisperer.
Right.
Yeah. And he needs the forest face to. Communicate.
Now, that is a disturbing product.
It sounds like
hat.
It.
It has a
but
Patriots
you sell
hat.
Them. I mean, that's
we
great.
Sell, yeah.
There's a market for it.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, everybody come on in and get your tree. What do you call them?
It's a forest face.
A forest face. All right. Halloween's coming up. Maybe you could decorate your tree in a costume.
That's a good idea.
So one more to go. What's your favorite, least favorite, craziest thing you see in the
Well, you mentioned
shop.
Halloween, so I'm going to have to go with the Flanders Special Ghost Bear.
The ghost bear.
And if he's listening right now, he's chuckling, probably shaking his head. The ghost bear is a mini
bear,
beanie bear,
yeah,
for lack of a better word, and it has a ghost sheet on it with a Patriots logo on it. Perfect for Halloween, but creepy comes to mind.
Yeah, but it sells.
It sells.
It sells. All right.
Sells.
Everything in that
so
store
people like
sells.
Creepy.
But I don't
huh.
think they made fun of Ken any more for any one item than that one.
No, yeah. That's become one of the staple
yep.
make fun of Ken items.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to need you guys to bring these items in because I want to see them all.
We will.
Because
yeah.
I'm going to continue to not go to the pro shop. No, just kidding. I'm going to go to the pro shop.
We'll bring the pro shop to you.
Shopping online, Christina.
Yes. I am an online shopper. I will admit that. But you know what? It's there for you. So if anybody is like me and wants to just go online and buy your stuff online, it is there. And it's a very well done job, according to our callers and emailers. And for everybody who just emailed in about the question of the day, you were all correct. But we were looking for the first phone call that came in before we were off the air. So we went ahead with Sheila. But thank you guys for sending your emails. Please keep them coming. This was our first episode, but there will be many more. And we have tons of time to answer all your questions. So send them in. Give us something to chat about. Talk and shop here. That's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening and sending in your emails. We appreciate it. We will be back next Wednesday from 4 to 5 right here on Shop Talk. We will talk to you then.